This seance was given on the 26th of April, 1961. Medium Leslie Flint, sitters Lynn and Joan.
Come inside.
How are you?
Come and stay.
Yes. How are you, love?
I am very well, thank you.
Good.
Well, it's ever so nice to see you girls.
Is it, dear? And it's very nice to hear you, yes. Making lovely.
Well, are you all set?
Yes, more or less.
Got to have a sec, Peg.
We've got everything except the tickets.
Have a sec.
Yes.
Well, you'll be all right.
I expect you.
Have a wonderful trip.
Oh, I hope so. Much.
Enjoy yourself, proper thorough.
Yes.
You'll be tramp.
Oh,
you'll be tramped all over the place, you will. Come back like a tramp, nothing in your pocket.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised about that either.
You'll be blued out, I'll bet.
Well, we've got a long time to wait and think about it afterwards, haven't we?
Why worry? This is only once in the beginning.
That's what you say.
Probably be going every year.
My dear, on what?
You never know your luck.
Pigeon flight.
You never know your luck.
No, well, the thing
if
is...
If you have faith, now it's an overworked word, it's a very important word, and if people have faith and work to that end, things will come.
Well, I've worked to that end now, and it's arrived. Anyway,
you start putting some more insurance policies in.
How right you are, love.
Well, there's always a bank.
Yes, borrow on that, and I know,
you'll go next year, I bet.
Oh, maybe now. Well, the thing is I should be quite content if I've been one.
That's what you're saying now. Don't kid yourself, going once away, you're so dissatisfied with life, you want to keep going.
Oh, dear, this isn't
going to
help, is it?
Well, you know, as well as I do, you start a kid off with a bar of chocolate, they get acquire the taste, and then they want another bar.
Isn't that all well? I ought to be satisfied.
You ought to be. Ha-ha! I'm a human.
Yes.
I bet old George is running out of all excitement, isn't he?
Well, he's running up the wall. I wouldn't know whether it's with excitement. He will be excited.
Of course he's excited. I think he was a bit disappointed with us, but it was our fault. We can't always get through properly, you know.
Oh, Lord, no, it really hit him, though, Mick, honestly.
Well, he ought to know. He ought to have this realisation that these things can't always come about.
Yes, it was a fact, of course, he won't be able to come down again, you see. It's that that hurts so much. I've never known him like this before. In 25 years, I've never known him upset before over anything. And this, really, he's been quite a pickle.
Buongiorno,
Christopher, how are you?
Very well. You are very well, too.
Oh, yes, much better, dear. Thank you.
Well, first I must say how very sorry we were not to be able to get through last time to speak better, but it was not possible. It was no one's fault. It was most unfortunate, and no one was to blame. It was just impossible to say a great deal.
But you did try.
We can only try. We can only do our best. No one can do the impossible. If things are against us, as you well know in your life, if things are against you, then you can try and try, but you cannot succeed if all the obstacles are there, you know. But today is different. Much, much better. And I cannot tell you how very, very thrilled and pleased I am that at last you are going, as I prophesied that you would. I knew that you would. And it is essential, it is important that you should go. You don't perhaps see the reason yet, but you will. The links that are strengthened, are to be strengthened between you and the people in Castellaneta are very important, because you have work to do there eventually. You don't know how yet, but you will be shown the way. And it is very good that you should get to know these people, because they are going to do certain things which I am very pleased about, because these things are not for myself, but for you. They are for the good of many people, for the sick, for the suffering, for the lonely, for the sad people. And it is going to be a magnet. It is going to be, how you say, a place where people can come and rest. And when things are done in remembrance of me for kindness and goodness of heart and spirit to help the sick and the suffering, then I'm very much happy.
I'm sure you are. I wanted that right from the very first, you know.
I know, and it is gradually coming about. And it is partly due to each one of you, because you have all played a part in this constant contact that you had by correspondence. Goodness me, that has made the bridge, you know. That has made the possible links which will be developed and which will be strengthened, and each one of you will be associated with the press, and each one of you will find eventually something to do there. I'm not going to say exactly at this stage what you will be called upon to do, but you will be called upon to serve, each one of you, and knowing that you are serving the people whose need is very great. Also, I have great hope eventually that we shall be able to infiltrate truth to them and enlightenment, because there is a great darkness of mind and darkness of wisdom there. I do not decry the individuals concerned who are sincere in that which they believe, but there is much room for knowledge, and not only can we help to cure the sick in body, but also perhaps the sick in mind. You know, you don't see at this stage what this is all going to bring about, what it is going to be developed into. It is a great work for humanity, and particularly for the people of my country who are very much in need of mental, physical and spiritual upliftments. You know, I am very pleased to think that there are so many people who still have remembrance of me, who wish to do what they can in remembrance of me. But I do not want myself to obtrude. That's why I have deliberately for a long time kept in the background. I have not pursued any particular policy. I have not sort of made myself intrude too much. It is, to me, what is important is the work that can be achieved and the enlightenment that can be brought about it. That my name is entwined with it.
Yes.
Well, but it doesn't matter about me. It is only the work that is important.
I can't put that over there, can I? You've got to be very important over there at the moment. You must be, haven't you?
Castellaneta is beginning to become something on the map.
Yes.
And it is, if I may say so, because of my associations with it.
Yes.
And they're beginning to realize that I am the only person, and I do not mean this in a boastful spirit, the only person who can help them and can put the place on the map.
That's right.
And I don't mind my name being used in connection with this, because it will do good for the people of Castellaneta and the whole district.
Yes.
And it will bring prosperity, and with prosperity will come a better way of life. Mm-hmm. And also there will be an opportunity there to help people who are in trouble, and the old people will be given some place to finish their existence in some comfort.
Yes.
And also children will be involved, although you know nothing of this yet.
No, I've thought of it many times and wanted it. Oh,
when you go to Castellaneta, I am arranging that you shall go over my house, at least my parents' house.
Yes, yes.
And usually it is not always, it is not possible.
No.
But this time it is going to be possible for you to go into the house.
That'll
of course, there have been many changes.
Oh, of course.
But I think it will give you pleasure to go in there.
You know it will.
And of course, you know they have pulled down a lot of the houses, property nearby.
Yes.
They have made a clearance there.
Mm.
And when it is finished, it will be very nice. What should we talk about? The circle, of course, has made quite good progress. You may not feel that it has. You may feel there has been an atmosphere which has not been too good. When I say it has not been too good, I do not mean it has been a bad atmosphere, but I feel there has been a sense of disappointment. Perhaps that is more true to say, especially in regard to George.
Yes.
But that is understandable, because last time he was so upset and so disappointed.
He was.
And it meant so much to him. But I do hope he realizes that it was most unfortunate, it was impossible to do better than we did.
Yes.
Conditions were not helpful, it was no one's fault.
No.
And he must remember, he should know by experience, now in your own circle, that these things are very fluctuating from time to time.
I know. I think he was so anxious about the little girl, but really, but he didn't say it. Well, he thanked everybody.
Dr. Marshall and all the others here have done all in their power.
I know.
She will no doubt recover to
she has
full ability
yes.
to spit about and do everything.
Yes. You see, it's so unusual for George to be emotionally affected by anything, really. I think this is the only thing.
I know, but...
You know, but...
You must not be...
Well, I did try to keep my end up, didn't I?
I know, but... he must have... Well, he has got great faith, of course.
Yes, better.
And now I think the child has made miraculous recovery.
Yes.
It will strengthen his faith in
yes,
what has been taught him.
That's right.
And he will be able to go away with a clear mind on
yes.
his holiday.
Oh, he will.
And I want it to be a holiday.
Yes.
I know it is a sentimental journey.
It is.
But I would like to feel, and I'm sure you will have, a very happy time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many aspects of the country which will interest and appeal to you. And I know that you will deliberately walk back into the past.
Yes.
And I shall hope to illuminate your mind to
yes.
some extent on this journey.
Uh-huh.
In other words, I shall impress you and give you inspiration as
yes.
to places and perhaps even people.
Yes. Good. Is there anything at Nephi now?
Is there anything at
Nephi? At Nephi, the castle of Nephi.
Very little.
Very little. You don't think it's worth going all the way out to
well,
see it?
I don't think it would be...
Bittersweet, I know.
Well, I think it is interesting, but
yes.
I don't think there is a great deal that
no.
you would see. I mean, it would be interesting if you could do it, but I do not suggest that you should
no.
do it.
No.
That is, not if it means any sacrifice.
Mm.
I only wish I could do more for you in a material sense, because I know that nothing can be achieved without effort and money.
Quite.
But at least I feel that we can say we have brought about this present trip
yes.
and we should do everything in our power to make it an interesting and a happy one.
Oh, it'll be lovely, that. Really will.
And I hope
yes.
that you will have, and I feel sure that you will have, some interesting experiments, interesting experiences through the experiments that I hope to make when you are in Castellaretta.
Oh, that will be lovely. I'm not going to ask you what they were, that's not all. No, going to
it's
be.
Better,
you won't
because, there again, you
yes.
see, you may say to me, well, what are the experiments to consist of? What
yes.
will they be? That will depend too much on circumstances,
yes.
which may prevail at that particular given moment when
yes.
it happens, and to predict it in advance is an impossibility.
Yes.
As indeed you should always remember, and I say this again for George's sake,
yes.
that you must remember that every time that you come to us, every time that you endeavor to make an experiment, which it is with us,
yes.
it is an experiment, and may it be successful or it may not be successful. We cannot say in advance, oh, next Tuesday at such and such a time, we will come and do this and that.
No.
We may wish to do that, we may endeavor to do that, but we cannot be assured that we can achieve it. It depends on too many factors which in themselves may arise at a particular time. You see, it's impossible to prophesy with any truth, any certainty in too much in advance what may or may not happen.
Are you very interested in them going over to San Giovanni Rotunda to see Padre Pio?
I am interested in everything that you may be able to do.
Yes.
That whether you will be able to do all the things that you would like to do. I think this list,
yes.
Which has certain things at the top, which are musts,
yes.
should be done.
Yes.
And those that are less important, if can be fitted in, should be fitted in.
I was just wondering how you felt about it. Just
of course you will go to the Tivoli.
Oh, yes.
And the Veredeste.
Yes.
Because
yes.
that has links.
That has links.
And of course you will go to the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
You'll go to so many different places. I don't think it would be possible for you to go to all the places.
No, no.
Unfortunately, your stay is not long enough,
it
neither
is
your purse deep enough.
No, but still.
If I could put some lira in your pocket.
You would.
I would do so.
I'm sure.
But even so, you're going to have a little more to spend than you had thought.
Really?
Oh, you know as well as I do, it is so.
Well, that sounds very nice, don't you?
From an unexpected source.
It must be from an unexpected source, because I think I've scraped my dry.
You are not the only one who will scrape
no.
dry.
No. No, we're all down on our muscles. I hope you know what you're doing. Oh, yeah, lovely. I think about...
You are going to the cathedral, the church.
Yes, well, at Taranto.
At
Castellaneta, I hope so.
And also possibly at Taranto.
Yes.
Logos has been much trouble there,
yes.
and much has been spoiled.
The old
but
temple.
Some of the old part still stands.
Yes. Yes,
you are going to try to find the house of my parents.
Yes, I was.
At least. Well, I won't say too much.
I'll tell the daughter if you can, because after all, I may not.
And you do not receive a reply from my sister?
No, dear, no, she hasn't. No. I thought she was perhaps a little bit cross because I'd written, in fact. I had that feeling. I may not be wrong. But...
I don't think you should feel cross.
I think she felt a little bit.
I think that she has had so much.
Yes, amazing.
Over the years.
Yes.
Now she has tried to shut herself away, very much like my brother too. But then, I do not know how to say this without giving a wrong impression.
Yeah.
But if I were to say that my brother and sister are not terribly concerned about me,
I see.
I would put it in the shell of the nut, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there was always some resentment.
Yes. Well, I mean to say... I'd like to say what I'd like to say, but perhaps I better.
I know what you're going to say about the cuckoo in the nest.
No, I wasn't. I was going to say all the sweetness of one family went into one person.
Well,
so you've got to make allowance.
Very kind of you, but that is not quite true.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
But you see, I had very little in common with my brother or my sister.
That's
I had grown away from them so much.
Naturally.
But my sister is in many ways very sweet.
Yes.
And I would very much like you to meet her.
Mm.
And it is not an impossibility. I do not mean on this trip.
No, dear.
But at some later date.
Yeah.
Possibly when the monument is unveiled, she may be present.
Yes.
And it would be very nice if you could be there too.
It would. Not an insurance policy. We haven't got time to keep paying.
Oh, don't worry about insurance policies.
Oh,
there are other ways.
There are other ways. Work. Oh, that's all. Well, anyway, amongst ourselves, Rudy, I was going to say that I think Monty's about the steadiest. He'd have been like a rock through all this, you know. He's done very well. And on the Monday afterwards, it was marvellous. You gave us a wonderful night.
Yes.
We must thank you for that.
Monty is my best.
Yes. Oh, it's wonderful.
Monty is a good fellow.
Yes. He's been so steady, you know.
He is a very good fellow. And I would very much like to see John and Monty and your daughter.
Yes.
I have a wonderful holiday too.
Yes.
Oh, I would like you to go to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Never know, do you? Well, sometimes. That turn will come, won't it, dear? Yes, sometimes. As long as we're all well.
And the Italian flag and the English flag together.
Yes.
Do you know what they mean?
Not entirely. In what way?
Small Italian flag, small English flag, together with the flowers.
With the flowers. All right, darling. That's all I can do. Yes.
I want it to be a tribute from England, combined with Italia. You understand?
Yes, I'll see what I can do about that then. That's wonderful. And I thought of taking them to the church or to the cemetery. I wasn't going to take them to the house, as Leslie has made such a wonderful tribute there. I don't know whether this is in accordance with your wishes.
The size of the tribute is unimportant. This is what goes behind it.
Oh, yes. Well, that's the thing for both.
And I want you to know that whatever you do, I shall appreciate it.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Very few people, perhaps, will go into the church, but many people will go to the war memorial.
Yes, well... I didn't want to do that, as I say, on the message.
Well, I am only thinking, that people go past, people move about outside more than they go into church.
Yes.
The younger generation, unfortunately, sitting on special occasions, are not so concerned with the church.
They're not so concerned. Well, in a way, perhaps that's as well.
I'm not disputing that, but I'm concerned that that your flowers should be seen.
Right, yes. Oh, that's good.
And if you put them at the war memorial, I think that is as good a place.
Yes. All right.
For all will pass by. It is right on the main road. Everyone must see.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, if you've got something to shout about, let everybody know about it.
After all,
I don't mind. You see, I am only concerned that we shall make some progress there.
Yes.
And that my name is used in that connection. I'm only too pleased. I mean, I'm not concerned with the flowers myself as such, of course, but I am concerned with what impact they can make, what interest it will stir up about my own people, to make them think, to make them do things. You know, my people, especially down in the South, they are very lazy by nature. They
cannot, lethargic.
Well, if you put a pin in them, they will jump because they know something has happened. But you've got to keep on making them, forcing them to do things. That's why our friend, you know, that you write to so often, is so alive, he's so anxious to do things. But of course his aspect really is to bring prosperity to the place.
Of course.
And that is all understandable.
Yes.
But they have made many improvements there. This new, since the war, there has been tremendous progress there.
Uh-huh.
In fact, since the war they have done more than all the other local governments have done for over 100 years.
Ah, wow, that's splendid, because I'm reading a book now which just sounds so awful. That
I don't suppose it is very exaggerated.
You
don't
know?
When I last go there, it was, for me, I mean, I had been born there, I knew, but one forgets, one goes to America or places and one sees new life and the way of the world and one becomes different, one's outlook, one becomes sophisticated. And when I went back there, it seemed so appalling that I could ever have existed there, how my parents ever existed there.
Amazing, isn't it?
If my mother hadn't had the money, you know, because I don't know if you know about our private affairs, but it was my mother that had the money, not my father.
I didn't know.
Her father died and left her quite a considerable sum, and it was really she who kept the family.
Oh, I see.
My father was a good man, but he had been a man who had travelled, had a lot to do with horses and animals in the circus at one time. I don't know if you know the truth of all this, but he was a man who, in so many ways, different. I think I inherited something from him, but a lot more from my mother, perhaps.
Yes.
She was a very fine woman.
I'm sure. Do I know her, Rudy?
Why ask those silly questions?
I felt so reckless.
But I am very happy that you are going at last, as I knew you would go.
Oh.
I know it has been a struggle. I know in a sense it has been sacrifice. But I can assure you of one thing, you will never regret it. And this will lead to other opportunities. And that which you have given up, if you ever feel you have given up anything, which I know in your own heart I don't think you do, but what I mean is, whatever sacrifices you may make, they will be made good in more ways than you know.
They have been already.
You must not be too excited.
No.
Because I don't want you to be sick.
No.
And that would spoil it for you.
Yes, well, I'm doing very well.
You must remain calm.
Yes.
And carry this, what is it?
Whatever
it is you take.
What
did you take? To keep calm, I mean. Don't become too excited.
No. Oh, you're thinking about salvolatilis.
But you will be all right.
Oh, yes, I shan't.
It will not be so very hot. It will still be hot for you, but at the same time,
not
so hot.
Not so hot as me.
And you, after all, a woman who has had so much time in the sun should be used to it.
Yeah, where? Our half-day summer, you mean?
No, I mean your previous incarnations.
Oh, I love it, really.
You are used to the sun.
Yeah. In previous incarnations, you put that into plural.
Of course.
Tell me another one.
What do you mean, another one? How do you mean, another one?
Well, I know about Lucretia, now give me another one.
Oh, too many.
Oh, dear. I've had a lot of
I sometimes wish that you could go to Florence.
Yes, so do I.
You've I very much want you to go to Florence eventually.
I've only been once.
And also to other places in the vicinity, which were very much associated with you at one period.
Yes, when was that? You've mentioned it before.
This was before the Borgias.
Before the Borgias. Who were they then? I can't find anything about it. I've been through all the books and I can't get any lead on it.
And lead on what?
On that time. Because you gave it me once before and I still can't find out, anything. Which is agony.
Well, when you go to Florence, as you will do one day, you will go to the museum and you will see a picture.
Yeah.
He will see probably two pictures, but one in particular you will see, and you will say, ah.
Come on. Who is it? No, come on.
Just to give you one word, Angelo.
Angelo. Only one word. But there's so many.
Now she won't sleep at all now.
All right, I'll remember. Try and hold myself in patience. Rudy, were you associated with George at any time in the past?
Not as friends.
Not as friends.
Does that strike you as odd?
No.
Well, I say not as friends. We are now good friends.
Yes.
That there was always a barrier between us. There was enmity at one time, very strong enmity, because he was of a family who we were very opposed to. It was not his fault anymore, it was my fault. It was the time when the houses often were at war one with the other. That is one reason why you will find, if you go to Florence, links there are very strong in this earlier association.
Do we fit into any of this
routine? We fit in.
You fit in.
But in a different way, in a different sense.
And yet there seems a very close bond between Joan and me.
Of course there is a very close bond, because at one time she was very close to you, not in relationship, but in affection.
Oh.
She was one who nursed you and brought you up and cared for you and considered you more than herself.
In the death of incarnation?
I mean,
in a desert incarnation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about Monty?
Monty. Monty, he was a chieftain. In the time of which we speak, in the desert, of a rival tribesman, chieftain.
Well, this is one of
the I must ask, say, what about Margaret, because I shall get told off if I don't.
Ask about Margaret, she is a new soul.
Yeah. A new soul? Ah, that's
she amazing. Has work to do. One day will carry on the work of others. She has, when I say she is a new soul, comparatively new to us, but she will carry on when our work is finished.
Oh,
I must go.
Okay,
I once again wish you bon voyage.
Yeah.
And assure you of a happy time, and that I and others will be with you, and when possible we shall impress you as to what to say, even what to do.
Good.
Not that you are not able to do it yourself,
but there
will come moments when you will be obviously impressed to say certain things,
yeah.
And you will say, did I say that? And you will say, no, Rudy said it.
Yeah. That's right.
But my love to all concerned, my love and blessings to George in particular, because I know how he has felt, telling it was unfortunate, but I hope that he will have great happiness on this trip.
Yeah.
My love to Monty and to Margaret, and to everyone.
Let's
go.
All right.
Arrivederci.
Bye-bye.
Arrivederci,
Nora. Thank you for everything. God bless
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Nikki. Bye-bye, darling. Good luck. Happy holidays.
Yes, and to you, dear.
And let them have a card every other day or so.
Oh, I'll try to. I've got hundreds to write.
And send Flinty one.
Oh, of course
bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, love. God bless you.